is the hero. The beginning of the parasha, there's a Rashi that everybody's familiar with. Rashi says that Chaval al da'avdim v'lei mishtatkim. So we use this Chaval da'avdim v'lei mishtatkim for all sorts of other things. We say whenever somebody isn't, we can't find somebody as great as whoever, you say Chaval da'avdim. What's the Chaval da'avdim over here? So it says that this imposit tes, perikvav posit tes, Rashi says on Mikoyt Seruach, Rabbi Seinu Dorshu le'inyin shul naila, Shom ha-Moshe lo mahara yoiso, Om rakudosh baruch hu chaval al da'avdim lo mishtakhin. Yesh li this oinen al misas ha'ovois, har bepom negresi aleim bekel shakoi, v'lo yomri ma'ashimachot. V'atomarto mashmoi moi malem. That's one chaval d'avdin. The other is that Moshe Rabbeinu says lo ma'arayos lo ma'zeh lo ma'zeh shlachtomi. So if you look at the Rashi at the end of Pasha Shmois, he says there. Hirhartal midoisai, loy kavrom shomati loy kibitzko korcho zora, vacha chomati lare loylo, mirach midoisai, lefikoch ata tira osa le paro tira, loy osa le malcha shiva umois, shivim lorets. In other words, it's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't take Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael because of the fact that he said to Hashem, lo maharois, lo mazeh, lo mazeh shlachtoni. So chaval al da'avdin. The Moshe isn't as great as Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, which isn't true. Moshe was greater than Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. He was the greatest human being who ever lived. But the gap at this point of this Lom Arayos, there's a time. What's the pshat? So there is a yisoid which we need to always remember, that if something looks wrong and it's not wrong, it's also a bit wrong. If it looks not 100%, if it could be misunderstood, Moshe Rabbeinu said lo ma'arayos lo ma'zeh lo ma'zeh shlachtoni because he completely blamed the failure on himself. I was the wrong person. I went to Paroi, I asked Paroi to let the Bnei Yisrael go out, and not only did he not listen to me, he made the conditions even more appalling than they were to start with. It made them even worse. It's because of me. It's the Anova Moshe Rabbeinu. So why is there a tiny Chaval Da'avdin because of that I can't go to Eretz Yisrael? The answer is because it looks like it. What does that mean? What's the pshat? Let's look this morning to try to understand something which is fundamental to all these parashas. What's the tachlis of Shibud Mitzrayim? What's the point? We're not trying to explain here why was it deserved. So I think the more you look into this subject, the more you see that we can never really understand that question of why is something deserved. Why does somebody ever deserve a particular problem or difficulty in his or her life? It's not a question we can answer. Human beings can't understand that. But sometimes, quite often, we can see what caused it. We can see what was the cause, and therefore we can see a tachlis in Shibud Mitzrayim, which is the shorish of all golos. We're not saying why we deserve it, we're saying what was the tachlis. Moshe and Aaron came to Paroi. We said the result was, it says, Es maskoines halveinim Hashem oisim t'moil shilshoim tasim aleim. Lo yisigru menu. Don't let off. Ki nirpim heim, they're lazy. Al kenim tzarkim leimo yonecho nizbuchel alikenu. Tichbadu avoidu al anoshim v'yasu bo v'ayishiv divrei shoket. Make it even harder. And let them stop talking lies. Ayishiv divrei shoket. Sheker? What sheker did they say? Did they even say any lies? They didn't say lies. Heim tzarkim leimo yonecho nizbuchel alikenu. Why is it divrei shoket? Pare could say, I don't agree. I won't let you go. He can say that. He's in charge. But sheker, it's not a lie. It's not divrei sheker at all. So if you look at the Baal HaTurim says something very interesting on Al Yishuv Divrei Sheker. He says that when we daven without kavona, it's divrei sheker. Al Yishu Shnaim b'Masayra, that twice in the whole of Tanakh, the word Yishu, Yin Yud Shin Ayin Vav. Al Yishu b'Divrei Sheker and Yishu v'Ein Moshia, Yishu v'Ein Moshia, Oysim Shein Mechavnim b'Tfilosam. Those people don't have kavon in their tefillah. Yishu v'Divrei Sheker, Shein Mechavnim b'Libo, Ma Shein Moitzim Epiyem. They're not Mechavnim in their hearts, what they're saying with their mouths. Aleyem them, are Yishu v'Ein Moshia, that Hashem won't help them. אבל המחבנה בליבו, אבל הפיפו דאבן מתכוון, ומחבנה מה שמציל מפיהם, עליהם נהם העוז תקרא שם יענה. The question is, what does this mean? What does it mean that the מחבן, they're not מחבן in their tefillah, and therefore Kushmach won't listen to them? Oh. Kshmoka doesn't listen to them. So there's a Reb Tzodok in Pri Tzadik which says something very interesting which helps us understand this. Reb Tzodok says the following. The Yidden in Mitzrayim every single Shabbos used to read Megillus. Not newspapers, Megillus. The Shabbos they used to read Megillus. And what did the Megillus say? The Megillus said, you're going to get out of here. This isn't going to last. Eventually, there'll be a gul. And every Shabbos, the Eden will mechazek their emuna by going through these Megillus. When Paro saw that Moshe and Aaron came to him, and all the Zkenim and everyone else dropped out, by the time they came to the palace, Moshe and Aaron were by themselves. He says, you don't believe in Gula. So why are you talking about Gula the whole time? Sheker, it's a lie. That's how you should live your sheker. You're lying. You're saying you believe when you don't really believe. That's what's happening in Baal HaTurim, I think. Baal HaTurim is saying, for tefillahs to work, a person has to be a ma'amin, he has to believe what he's saying can have an effect. If you ask for somebody's refuah and you believe they're going to die anyway, they've got no chance. Then why are you saying the tilim? Because you have to say tilim. Such a tilim doesn't have a koyach. Al yishuv divrei sheker. Geula was toila on believing in Geula. But what was the tachlis, and when would Geula be reached? As the Medrash Rabba says, Baruch Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So straight away, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam Eino Yochel, I can't take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. I can't do it. Why not? Moshe, my father-in-law. Habiseach, Pesach, L'chaveiro, in Afshir Chayiro, somebody opened the door. He opened the door to you. You owe his life to him. I can't go to Mitzrayim and save the Eden. Yisrael has been so good to me. He's been so kind to me. He's treated me like a child, like I was his child. There's no way in the world that I can now go to take the Eden out of Mitzrayim and leave Yisrael behind in Midian. In fact, the Pasuk says, Vayoyel Moshe Lashev Esesarish. Moshe Rabbeinu made an agreement that says Ein Olosh and Shvur, he's going to stay in Midian. Samua. Plion is Gova. We're talking about Pekuach Nefesh Avir. It's Tzivu Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go and save the Eden. And he says, no, I can't. Why? I've got a mid of a Koros HaToy. Midas are very nice. But Pekuach Nefesh is Doich HaKar HaToy Rekula. Except for Gimel Averis. You've got a Midas Toivus. Yeah, you're Machi Toiv Yisrael. He's a very nice person. Yisrael isn't even over the Zohar anymore. He's an ex-Galach. He's not a current Galach. And you've got Machi Koros HaToy to Yisrael. But you're talking about Tzivu Hashem. He says, he's not doing it. What's the pshat? Then you find for 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't go. I'm not going. Shnach l'biyat tishloch. Send Aaron. What's it all about? You're worried about your brother's feelings. Your brother's your older brother. And you owe him respect. And yet, it says, Kavad esavich v'asimecha, es the rabbis v'chicha godl, mitzvah d'raisa, to give honor to your older brother. Yeah, it's true, very important. You have to consider other people's feelings, even if they're not your older brother. But we're talking about Tzelos Nefoshes. Every day they eat in the Mitzrayim, more people get killed, more people suffer, more people getting killed. And for 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu won't go. Why? Because of his brother's feelings. Shlach no biyat tishloch. What's the pshat? So I thought maybe we could answer these questions by looking into the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim asks the question of why Avraham Avinu was punished that his children went to Mitzrayim. The Gemara asks why was he punished? Amr Ravo, Amr Blosa. Nedarim Lam Beis Lam Dalv. Gemara gives 3 tamim. Amr Ravo, Amr Blosa, Mid Neiman, Elish Avraham Avinu, V'nishtav Dubonav L'Mitzrayim, Masayim V'Eser Shonim. Why was Avraham punished that his sons were enslaved in Mitzrayim for 210 years? Answer number 1, Mipnei she'osa angariyo b'tamri chachomim. What's he talking about? Military service. No. Avraham Avinu is doing a fantastic, fantastic, wonderful thing. His nephew Lot has been captured. He's got to go to war to save Lot's life. It's in Kiddush Hashem. And he took his Talmidim out of this Medrash to fight. That's why we have to go to Mitzrayim for 210 years. What's the connection? What's the connection? And how is it somehow put right by Shibud Mitzrayim? If the mistake's been made, then there has to be some way that the mistake has been Mesukim, it's put right. There's no repair of this mistake. There's no connection. It's an einish for doing something wrong. You did something wrong, you shouldn't have taken and stepped out of this medrash. Even though you're doing something very noble and very praiseworthy, very special. Osan garet in chachomim. One reason. What's pshat? Shmuel Omar, this most people know. The reason why Avraham Avinu was Nenash, Nishtabon Mitzrayim, is Hifriz al Midois Shekhodesh Baruch Hu. He asked too many questions. He asked too much. The Ran says, Shehirbo Lahara al Midois Shekhodesh Baruch Hu. Hifriz Vita Vehifke. Or the Rashi here, it's not Rashi, it's Miuchas the Rashi. Higdil Lishoel al Midois Shekhodesh Baruch Hu Shoma Bamoeda. That's why it happened. Because Avraham Avinu said, Bama'edah, Hashem says, Yudayateda. The third answer is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Shehifrish b'nei Odom likonis tachas kampe Hashchina. There was a fantastic kirov opportunity. He could have made big seminars. He could have brought Yidden to people into Yiddishkeit. He could have brought people to Makkel Rebbeinu Shleilom. When? After the war? After the war to save Lot's life, he was offered a deal. Ten li'anefesh for Rechush Kachlov. And he could have said back to Melech Sdoim, let's do it the other way around. You have all the money, I'll take the prisoners of war. And he would have taken them, he would have taught them about the Rebbeinu Shloim, he would have brought them to Tachas Kanfei Shechina. He missed out on that. Instead, he said, "Mechut v'atzreich nal mechachem kol hashalot." I don't want anything at all. I'm taking nothing at all from the spoil, nothing from the booty. So that's the third reason why the Rebbeinu Shleilam punished Avraham Avinu with Shibud Mitzrayim for his descendants, 210 years. What's the pshat in these three mistakes and how they masukim through Shibud Mitzrayim? Let's go through them. We'll see there's a common thread over here. You always have to weigh things up. Now, what's it worth? Let's say you want a cup of coffee, but you saw there's a queue for a cup of coffee. There are 25 people in front of you. So you have to wait for 10 minutes to get the cup of coffee. So you make a cheshbon, is it worth, the coffee I really want, but is it worth the 10 minutes waiting? Ah, it's not worth it. Or you say, no, it's worth it so much, I'll wait for half an hour for it. I'll wait for an hour for it, because it's so special. It's always a matter of what's something worth, what's the value of something. Osa and Gariya B'tamil Chachom means the value of Torah and the Torah being lost by sending these people to war wasn't appreciated. What does that show? Lack of appreciation of the goodness of Torah. The more you appreciate the goodness of Torah, you say, well, let's find someone else to go to war. We can't take these people out of this medrash. We've got to find someone else to go to battle. Because we appreciate Torah so much. So it's the middah of Hakoras HaToiv, of seeing goodness. So what is the tikkun? The tikkun is also about seeing goodness. Where was there a tikkun? Hifriz al-Medoysa Shogun Shbok was the second time. He asked too much. The Dveikus with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam enabled Avraham Avinu to be Mizgaba at the time of Akedas Yitzchok. Let's try and explain it in our own terms. If there's someone you trust very much, you trust this person really, really much, you have tremendous trust in this person, and then you see them doing something which doesn't make any sense. So I don't understand why he did that. He's never like that normally. But if you really trust him, you'll say, he must have some cheshbon. There must be some reason. I don't understand it, but I trust this person. If you trust your child, if you trust your wife, if you trust your brother, trust somebody else, if you really, really trust them, and you see them doing something or behaving in a way which doesn't fit, you say, no, but there's a cheshbon. I trust this person. So if we're Dovuk Bashem, if we see the goodness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we see the chasod, and we see the brochas, we see the yeshuas, we see the nisim, then we have kashas, we say, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. But my dveikus, my attachment, could enable me to overcome it. That's the Hifriz Amidois of the Hebrew Lishon. Number three, Hifrish from the Odom Likonis Takskam Veshchino. What's the difference between living a secular life and a religious life? Is it similar? Is there any dimin bichlal? Between the empty life of just being roid of tanugim and pleasure to the life of an Oved Hashem whose life is purposeful, who's living forever because he knows Olam Hazeh is only a praise of Olam Abba. He looks at this life as pre-life, not as life itself. He has a tachlis. And he sees that everything he does is significant, everything good he does is significant, everything bad he does is significant, everything matters, everything's important. His eyes are opened. His eyes are opened to a new life, a new existence, filled with opportunities for growth and for change and for development and for having an impact on others. That's all from being Nichnas Tachas Kanf HaShchina. Now, Avraham Avinu spent his whole life in Kiruv Rechokim. His whole life was one big Kiruv campaign. Constantly bringing people to change their way of life. To change the Malach HaChayim from being secular from being focused on Gashmius to become Ruchnium. And that was amazing. And now he has the opportunity to take those prisoners of war, and he could bring them Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. So what's the Nakud over here? What's the tikkun which is needed? The answer is, there are two massive chisroinus. Number one, a chisroin in Avas Hashem, and number two, a chisroin in Avas Abrius. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs that when you have Avas Hashem, your Avas Hashem will motivate you to bring other people to Akoras Hashem. In the same way that if you like your car very much, you got a new car and you like it very much, everybody you meet, you say, you know, have you seen my car? It's got this, it's got that, it's got the other, it's so special, it's because you love your car. So Lahavdil, someone who loves Rabbein Shloim, he can't go around in this world without other people being Maminim. He has to do everything he can to convert the world, to be a missionary. He has to go around the whole time trying to tell people, you know, there's Rabbein Shloim, He's got Shabbos. He wants everybody to keep Shabbos. Because he knows what Shabbos is. And he loves Hashem. He loves Shabbos and he loves people. How is that Masukkan in Shibbon Mitzrayim? As I saw Yisoyed in Rabbi Yeruchim, in Das Chochma Mumusa. Very interesting Yisoyed. Yisoyed is that Rabbi Yeruchim says in Das Chochma Mumusa, it's a bit random, sort of out in the middle of nowhere. Chelek Aleph, Simon Ayin Vov. What's his Yisoid? That Sibbos, that causes, are more important than what they cause. Because the cause of something, it may be small, but it's so fundamental because of what it causes. Let's explain. Let's say learning. Is it true that learning Torah is the biggest mitzvah? So all of you are doing the biggest mitzvah right now, you're learning Torah. Is it true that it's the biggest mitzvah? Well, it seems like that, because it says, Talmud Torah connected kulam, and it says also, God la Talmud shall Talmud mevi de'maisa. But we find about limud ha-Torah, there's an exception that never applies to any other mitzvah. Every other mitzvah is dinu oisim mitzvot or a mitzvah. Doesn't apply to Torah. In Torah, mitzvah sheyev shali acherim, it says you machzik from your learning, go and do the mitzvah. And then you go back to do your learning. It doesn't apply to any other mitzvah. Every other mitzvah you say, oisim mitzvot or a mitzvah. It doesn't apply to Torah. So is it true or is it not true that Torah is the biggest? So the fact that it says God la Talmud sha Talmud meyu de ma'isa proves that ma'isa is greater than Talmud. Because it's the milo learning is, it brings the de ma'isa. It brings you to action, it brings you to change. So which one is bigger? The learning or the doing? The answer is the learning is bigger because it brings you to doing. The same thing he says about Chumrah Bayis. No one could think that Sinas Chinom is worse than Avodah Zorah, or worse than Gilui Arayos, or worse than Shvichas Domim. Everyone knows Avodah Zorah is the worst, worst thing you have to be in Tziyarek Vayavah. Shvichas Domim is Tziyarek Vayavah. And Gilui Arayos is Tziyarek Vayavah. No one says Tziyarek Vayavah and Sinas Chinom. You can't compare them at all. So how can it be the Chum Bayis Sheni is because of this, and it's going on and on and on and on, and Bayis Rishon, 70 years. So Rabbi Yeruchim says, because it's not the thing itself, it's what it brings you to. It's Sinas Chinom brings so many Averis, it's like a Matzmiach, like a growth. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It's what it leads you to. So with that, we can understand Golos Mitzrayim. There's a famous word of Baal Shem Tov, and this we'll explain. Baal Shem Tov said, anything you see around you is a mirror. Everything's a mirror. I see somebody doing something wrong, it's because I'm like that. He's mean, I'm mean. He's causing trouble, I cause trouble. Whatever you see wrong around you, he's making a big machlokes, and you also something to make machlokes. He speaks Lashon Hara, I speak Lashon Hara as well. Everyone's a mirror. Whenever we see things, we should say, why did Hashem bring me to see this and this thing going on around me? It's because I've got something of that problem too, that I need to straighten out, that I need to musak. When Klal Yisrael came to Mitzrayim, they came to a place where somebody, where there's a whole civilization, whole society that's behaving towards them in a way which is completely the opposite of Hakaras HaTov. Yosef HaTzadik has saved Mitzrayim from certain death and devastation. Yosef HaTzadik saved them. He saved them with his interpretation of the dream. He saved them with his leadership. They owe him Hakaras HaTov. And how do they treat his family? Avodas Perach. Slavery. Unbearable suffering. On and on and on. No end. Cruelty without a limit. Throwing every brand new baby boy into the river to be drowned at birth. The worst example of lack of Hakaras HaTov is there in Mitzrayim. So what does that make Klal Yisrael feel? What a terrible midah it is to see people who have no Hakaras HaTov. Now there's a tikkun for Osan Garib Tamil Chachomim. If Osan Garib Tamil Chachomim meant a chesor in Hakaras HaTov, because they weren't being makir the toiva of Torah, the toiva of Dveikus Bashem, now they can be masakin that as well. They're in a matzav which is completely and utterly impossible to explain. What have we done wrong to deserve so much suffering? We're innocent people. We just came down with the family of Yosef HaTzadik. We just came down to Mitzrayim. We were given a place to live. And then they make us into slaves. Well, what's going on? This is the tikkun nefesh on Beis Shulchan Shmuel. What's tshuva gemura? Tshuva gemura is oisa mochem oisa zman oisa isha. When you're in the same matzav and you don't fall into the same trap. You could have, you might have, and you don't. That's tshuva, that's tikkun. Klal Yisrael had exactly that experience. The chet was b'moeda. Questioning when it doesn't make sense. Questioning, b'moeda kirushena, I mean, how's it going to happen? Hirbala lisho, they ask too much. Now they're in a matzav and there's no asking. There's emuna. In the darkest of the darkest of the darkest of times, golus, that golus and the present golus, and all the things have gone and in between, even remain maminim. That's a tikkun b'moeda. That's a tikkun of the Sivas HaGolos. They don't ask when they could ask. When we see this hifrish b'nei odom lekonis tachas kamfei hashchina, which we say is a chisaron in being makir, the toiva of becoming a ruchni, Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim showed that they remained Ruchniyim no matter what. Every single Shabbos they read their Megillus. Every single Shabbos. And they remained Kedoshim. Despite the fact they're in the most immoral country in the world, with the greatest Nisoyin of Arayos, Klal Yisrael completely innocent. Totally, totally free of any contamination in that area. Incidentally, some of you may remember there's a Rambam Sof Hilchas Yisurei Biyah where the Rambam says a statement which is shocking. He says, you'll never find a single community in any place in any time didn't have people who nichshel barois, arois bias asuas. Never a single time or place where it didn't happen. And yet in Mitzrayim, the worst place, before we even had a Torah, the Yidden were nitzel. So the Pshotim, why? It was because Avram with Sarah, and because of Yosef HaTzadik, and because of the Shvatim. Yeah, but it's still. So there were Dovuk Vashem in Mitzrayim. The Dovuk Be'emunah in Mitzrayim. Yes, it was full of Avodah Zarah. Yes, in some ways they weren't Roy yet for Geula. But they had a tikkun in this. So now it's posh why Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Ein Yochel. Because if going out of Mitzrayim involves doing an action which is lack of Akoros HaTov, then we're not out of Mitzrayim Bechlal. Then what's the Tachlis? The Tachlis was to learn Akoros HaTov. I'm not learning Akoros HaTov. I'm doing something against Yisrael. If I don't worry about the pain of my brother, if I don't have the Avos HaBrios to care about my brother's feelings to be sidestepped, to be overlooked, when he's older than me, and he's not being chosen, I'm being chosen. So then, still, we haven't got a tikkun of the golos. The golos is there to be misakin that chet of lahafresh Avram Avinu lahafresh. We know the mekonos tachas kam v'ashchina to be concerned with the tsar of another person. We can add another mekud here as well. How is b'moed amasukin here for his amdeis of shvaruchu? The chisoron of Klal Yisrael in every golus is in these three inyonim. People by nature, Ben Olam Chaveiro, often show they're inconsiderate or they're critical or they're selfish, and it's a big avoda to work on forgiveness and acceptance and appreciation. What is Geula? What's Geula coming from? What's the Sibbas HaGeula? Where does Geula come from? So the Sibbas Sholem says, and a Yisoid about Shabbos, which I think has relevance to this. We don't have Beis HaMikdash. We have Yerushalayim, we don't have any Beis HaMikdash. We don't have any Avodas Karbonos. But to some extent we have got Avodas Beis HaMikdash. We've got Olam HaBo as well. We've got some Beis HaMikdash as well. What's our Olam HaBo? What's our Beis HaMikdash? Shabbos. In Mitzrayim they already had Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin Shabbos ready in Mitzrayim. And the miracle was, Paro agreed to let the Bnei Yisrael stop working one day a week. With all his rishas, he agreed to let them stop. They don't have to work on Shabbos. What is the Shabbos? So on Shabbos it says, Sheshis yom min tavoid v'asiz kol nachtecho. It's Chazal Darshan. On Shabbos it has to be ki'ilu kol malachtecho asuyo. As if everything was perfect. As if my job was seen to. As if all my work was taken care of. And as if, he adds, as if spiritually I was completely perfect as well. Kilum lach tuchasuyah doesn't only mean in Gashmias, it means in Ruchmias too. Kilum lach tuchasuyah. In other words, Shabbos is the tikkun of Golus. Shabbos is the one day off from Golus. Like in Mitzrayim, they had one day off Golus. We too, because we have Shabbos. What is this tikkun? So he said the tikkun is Hakaras HaToiv, the tikkun is Dveikus Bashem. What is the tikkun? So I saw phenomenal vod. I mentioned it to Nachum David because Poshe Chinuch can't die now. In Shabbos Malkus from Shimshon Pinkus of Enivrocha, he asked a very, very famous kasha. Chofetz Chaim asked the kasha, lots of people asked the kasha. How come on Friday night you welcome Malachim to your house? He says, Shalom Aleichem, Malach HaShoreis, Malach Elyoin, Melech Malachim, Lochem Kudosh Baruch Hu, Bochuni L'Sholom, Boyachem L'Sholom, Bochuni L'Sholom. Then you say, go away. Say, Skum Sholom. You just said, come in, now you say, goodbye. says from Shalom. So Chavetz Chaim says it's Malach Echol, Tif Malach. Rav Shimshon Pinkas says, he says a gewaltig pshat. He says in the Pasuk, V'chol Adam lo yiyeh ba'oil moed b'voyeh l'chach ba'koyish ha'tzeisoy. V'chippe ba'adoy ba'ad beisoy ba'ad kol kal Yisrael. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes to be mechapa for Klal Yisrael, for himself and for Klal Yisrael. And when he goes in, he goes by himself. There's no one else there. And Tosfos says, not only is no one there, even Malachim can't be there. It's too holy, there's too much Kedusha. So he says, Friday night you come home, and you welcome Malachim to your house. And you say, Boyachem Shalom, Barchuni Shalom, very, very nice. He says, you know what? We're going to get down to making Kiddush. We're going to make a Shabbos table now. Go away. You can't come in here. The Kiddush is too great. The Dveikus is too great. We're so mukush at the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Shabbos table. You can't come in here. Get out. Tzeischem Shalom. You can't stay here. V'chol Odom Mayir, V'oil Mayir, V'oyer Bakayish Ad Tzeischem. That's the real Tikkun HaGolus. The real Tikkun HaGolus is attachment to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in the same way we have a chiyuv to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim b'chol yoyim, it's because in some ways we've left Mitzrayim. In some ways it's our obligation to try to leave Mitzrayim, to try to get out of Mitzrayim. So every day we're trying to get out of Mitzrayim. One day we can get out of Mitzrayim is Shabbos. Shabbos, that's why they say this is the Pshat Mizmor Sheli on Shabbos. Look at Mizmor Sheli on Shabbos, you don't see any mention about Shabbos except in the first line. What's it Mizmor Sheli on Shabbos? And the answer is because it's about Toiv L'Hoydus Hashem. It's about being grateful, about seeing goodness everywhere. If you see goodness everywhere, you're in Shabbos. You're in a matzav of Shabbos, you're a matzav of Tikkun HaGolus, you're in Yerushalayim, you're inside the Beis HaMikdash. Because you're in the focus of seeing goodness. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't take the Eden out of Mitzrayim without Hakaras HaToiv. Impossible. Unless I'm Akitoiva, unless I'm grateful the whole time. If I'm a critical person, if I see bad around me, then I'm still in Mitzrayim, I'm still in Golus. It's when I only see goodness, where I'm forgiving and I'm accepting, and I hold myself back from all criticism and all rebuke, and I say, goodness surrounds me. And that's the beginning of Abtech Bashem Chesed Sevenu. He has a different mindset. He looks everywhere, everything is Chesed, Chesed, Chesed. He doesn't see anything else about Chesed. That's perhaps a tikkun of shoivim. A tikkun of shoivim, Klal Yisrael meant to tshuva now, it's special zman, sugla tshuva. The tshuva is, get out of Mitzrayim. Get out of Mitzrayim, get out of the mindset of Mitzrayim. The criticism of Mitzrayim, the negativity of Mitzrayim, the lack of Hakaras HaToiv of the Mitzrayim. And then we should be zoicha to gula, to you. Gula Hashem, Yishuas Hashem, terrifying. Thank you.